For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will head to Minnesota State Mankato this weekend for a pair of games with the Mavericks, joined by freshman forward Lucas Sillinger out of Regina, Saskatchewan. Congratulations on your first goal.
Thank you.
As the play was unfolding, at least from up in our booth, it looked like Owen could have shot and probably had a good chance to score. He passes it to you. It's a wide open net. Did he tell you after the fact what he would have done to you had you not been able to bury that?
Yeah, I don't think that's something that really went over. Owen made a great play, signing it back to me, and I'm very happy he did. So I got to get that first goal out of the way, and things played out very nicely.
I'm sure that first career goal was something that's gone through your mind a lot. Did you ever think of it with Owen on the other end of that pass?
I just think it made it that much more special. You know, in the first few games, I was kind of gripping the stick a little tight. Obviously, that first goal is in the back of your mind, so it's nice to get that one out of the way.
You have played the most out of any of the freshmen so far. How much more comfortable have you gotten game two than game one and then game three compared to game two?
Yeah, I feel good out there. The first game, I just kind of wanted to get my feet under me and kind of felt things out with the pace of play and how much bigger the guys were. The college level is a bit of an adjustment to juniors. So just kind of taking it game by game, getting more comfortable, and I'm really looking forward to this weekend here in Mankato.
A lot of people, as they're trying to make that decision of where am I going to college, let alone am I going to go play hockey too, but some people want to stay close to home. Some people want familiarity of family. Some people want to get as far away from it as they can. What made it the fact that you wanted to follow Owen here?
Yeah, first off, Bemidji's a spot where I wanted to come. I came here 3 years ago, took a visit down here, and Tom and the coaching staff did a great job just kind of showing me around the place, and I loved it from there on out. Always a big reason why I came here. We played 1 year together in junior, my first year in Penticton, and we had a blast, and I'm looking forward to spending 2 years here with Owen Bemidji.
Your dad played a long time in the NHL. I've asked Owen this, I'll ask you. Do you have any memories of him playing, any stories as you were growing up, you know, that he was able to pass along his time playing in the NHL?
Yeah, we were pretty young, but you remember slight moments, more so things such as playing mini hockey at the rinks and just kind of fooling around and, you know, having him come home on the late night and maybe getting ready to play again that next day. But we were just really young, and we were just really fortunate to go to games and just have a lot of fun. We just enjoyed the moments.
Do you appreciate the fact of how good of a hockey player you have to be when you're watching your dad play in the NHL?
Yeah, it's all hard work. Hard work goes a long way, and all hockey players work their butts off. So it's nice to see when someone gets rewarded for that.
What is normal for this freshman class right now?
That's something I can't even answer for you. We don't even know what normal is nowadays. So, just kind of adjusting to things, going to the rink with a positive mindset, because, you never know what can happen each and every day.
Every hockey player I've ever known absolutely loves getting on that bus and getting on the road and spending time with their teammates. This year is obviously going to be different. You know, you're eating pregame meals in your hotel room out of a styrofoam box. You're maybe not even going to have roommates, depending on, you know, who you're living with. And you might have a single room. You might be able to, if guys are off campus, you know, hang out in the hotel with their buddies. What's this going to be like being on the road this weekend and being so isolated?
Yeah, we're a tight-knit group of guys. So we really want to embrace the times we get to spend with each other. So going on the road and kind of, you know, having the bus trip together. And like you said, sometimes you're going to be eating out of a styrofoam box, but I think you can't really think much about that. You just got to come together on the ice, and that's what counts.
Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.